Yeah, late ill kid at one yo still holding down, bringing that street geek and nerd. So what is up, my people? Today, all year, coming with another wonderful episode of You Best Believe It. I ain't telling you no lies. I'm gonna keep it real with you. On screen, live action, TV. You know what I'm saying? You come on, movies. People out there doing it up, killing it, taking it to another level. You know what I'm saying? We do what we got to do. And in terms of doing what we got to do, I gotta give shouts out to everybody who came through and did what they had to do. You hit that like button. You hit that subscribe. You hit that share button. You hit that link to send out to your whole text chat group. You hit. Nah. Look, guys, on the rail, thank you for any support. You know what I'm saying? You in here in the chat. You in here in the replay. You sharing it to your friends. You know, commenting, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Thank you for rolling through, because this is a show that I'm actually enjoying. Hopefully you are enjoying it with me. Like, there we, RJ Nerdy Brew came in last week and going to his channel, holla at him. He doing big things. But RJ Nerdy Brew said he didn't like this show. He said it was boring. All right. But this week, all right, this week, oh no. Oh, he didn't get boring. No, 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 sir. No, I want no boring up in here. Now, before we get to the crazy action that we did have in this episode, I wanted to talk about Quanha Miranda and McKee. I think, okay, so how should I start? Okay, all right, I'll hit all of these people quick, because in different ways they annoyed me. Miranda less so. Okay, so all right, so Quanha, she just whack. The girl won't listen. She the most non-listeningness, non-fightingness, and like, I don't care if I have to fight by myself. You ain't had that energy when your auntie was getting killed, huh? This girl, this is the girl that be doing the most talking and always get beat up. Don't, like, you lost. Like I said in last episode, the best thing you can do is try to regroup and maybe come back and liberate your country, you know, 2 years from now or 3 years from now or something. But, bruh, you lost. Your daddy dead. Your auntie dead. There ain't no money left. Everybody done gone. You can't fight because you ain't got no skills. You got a dumb haircut and, like, you just don't listen. Honestly, I hope she ends up dead, because in real life, a character like this would end up dead, but she won't, because she's supposed to be the character that I guess we're supposed to feel for, but I don't. I don't feel for her. She hit my boy Bokeem in the dome piece, alright? Electrocuted him, and acted like she was gonna shoot him. Really? You gonna kill him? That's the dude you wanna kill. So all the covenant, the elite that killed your daddy, no smoke. The woman that killed your auntie, no smoke. The dude that brought you here and has kept you alive in spite of your dumbness, all of a sudden you point the gun to his head. Out of here with that. Now let's talk about McKee real quick. And I hope I'm pronouncing her right name right, but the blessed one that's with the covenant. I know that they had their sequence and she stay and do like undercover work and, you know what I'm saying, sneak in and infiltrate. But how many times does she think this like, oh, I was kidnapped by the covenant and they let me go, it's gonna work? I, like, don't you think people gonna have questions? Like, serious questions about, like, okay, where you come from? Why they let you live? I mean, for real, man. Like, this can't work on everybody, right? And what's up, Geeky Andre? Geeky Andre up in the chat. Geeky Andre, tell me if you think that the UNSC is going to fall for McKee's trick again of being like the lone survivor of the Covenant. And because I'm like, come on, man, y'all can't fall for this again, can you? Like, can you really fall for it again? Like, one more again? I don't know. I don't know if they can fall for it again. Come on. McKee, it's the same old trope. I guess because she's like, hey, I'm a woman that looks like disheveled, so they won't ask too many questions. You know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, and honestly, to a certain degree, like, the ship that found her did do their due diligence. They patted her down and everything. They made sure she didn't come too close on the ship. Like, they did the best they could without knowing that she had, like, I guess the flood, even though I'm not sure if that's the flood or not, so I don't want to call it the flood. She had the flood-like snakes, you know what I'm saying? So, I don't know if I could fall for it. I'd be like, this woman about to be in quarantine by herself for a long time before she answer a whole lot of questions, all right? A whole lot. And we are not taking her back to home base, neither. You going to some kind of satellite outpost where you ain't, like, we ain't taking you to the, we ain't going to take you back to the Death Star. So, okay, slide that by. I want to touch on Miranda. Well, I want to touch on the topic of Miranda. I do not want to touch on Miranda. I want to touch on the topic of Miranda. I kind of have turned since the last episode. I kind of have turned. And I'll tell y'all why in a second, but Geeky Andre comes through and says, McKee can't keep using the same trick over and over again. The ship that found her before might have caught her on video. Yo, you know what? For all of the surveillance that they got for the Spartans, you think that they probably do have some kind of surveillance for the ships that either show, maybe start recording when they're in distress or when alarms are, like once the alarm is hit, like automatic recording or something like that. Yeah, so you know what? You got a point. You got a point. And maybe just that information hasn't risen up the chain yet. You know what I'm saying? But good point, because if I was the UNSC, I would have a system in place where if depending on the level of alarm, but if that ship alarm is triggered, then cameras immediately start recording and relaying back to the headquarters of ship management. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Look, I can't be naming these departments, all right? Because they'll be mad literal, all right? It'll be the Reinvest in Your Hood campaign. But, I agree with that. I think that they might already know about the ship and know about her, because homegirl was just chilling. She ain't trying to hide her face or nothing. So they might actually have her on some kind of recording or something, and it just hasn't gotten back, and, you know, Captain Keyes or whatever hasn't seen it or whatever, or the Admiral ain't seen it, you know, something like that. But it is an old trick. Now, to Miranda. Since last episode, I honestly have changed my view on her slightly. And in this episode, I'll give her this. I know it must hurt to constantly want the approval of your parents, especially your mother, and you're not getting it. So I feel for her in that way. And you could see kind of how proud she looked when her father was like, you know, when she was in the Warthog and her father was like talking her up, like, I'm so glad you got your team, and you know, we're going down here to get our research on. So I feel for her in that way. Now, I will say, even though Halsey is a cold-hearted, she's cold-blooded, but when her daughter looked like she was about to die, she did run out there and saved her daughter. So I'll give her this. She's not made of full stone. All right, she's like 82% stone, and there is a little bit of love in there, a little piece. So I will give her that. I will give her that. There's a little bit of love in there somewhere, real deep in a crevice, deep down in the bottom. So with Miranda McKee and Quan Ha's whack self out the way, let's go and get into this episode. The episode was Flames. Episode was Ultra Fire. And the episode came to a head in a way that I wanted to, and it was satisfying. So, for instance, I said before, and I'm sure you guys watched and been thinking the same thing, I've said before that you can't make a super soldier and forget that it's also going to make their brain super too. Like, if this person is a master tactician and has plans and plots and, you know, plan A and B and C for military operations and tactics and, you know, research and all that, that applies to other spaces of you know, consideration, thought, you know, it doesn't stop at military. If you expect this person to critically think about every inch of the battleground, do you think that this person won't critically think about their role in their own lives and also in the organization that they're in ever at all? Like, and then of course the fact that he removed the pellet makes it even, because we see Vanek on the other side. Vanek is like, nah, I didn't think about nothing. And she's like, well, did you ever wonder why you never wonder why? He was like, girl, if you don't get out of my face, you know? So Vanek, we can see most likely now it's gonna be John and Kai versus Vanek and Riz. We can kind of see that coming. But the way they're playing this out slowly through Kai is something that I enjoy as well. And we'll talk about her in a second. So back with John. I mean, of course, being someone who's smart, because he's not only super strong, he's also super smart. You don't get to pick and choose what you make super in a person. You know what I'm saying? You know, like, oh, we're going to make a super soldier. Well, isn't that also going to make him super smart too? Because don't you want him to be like a super duper smart fighter and tactician and have weapons and weapons training and all that? Yeah. Well, you know that's going to make him smart too. And if he's super smart, he'll probably be able to outsmart us. Like, they never think about it. Oh, they'll be under control. And I mean, to a certain degree, he has. But now he's had these memories, and we know he's already kept some stuff from Halsey, because he like Halsey dirty. When he talked to Soren, ever since he talked to Soren, he like Halsey kind of dirty. And when he went back, he never told her about Rubble and never told her about, no, I think he told her about Quan Ha, but not about Rubble. So then come around, took out the pellet, Soren was right. So, okay, I've been seeing these memories or these visions, they're probably memories. So, okay, now I'm seeing more and more, and I go to the house, it's kind of like the experience is bringing more memories to me. And I happen to see you in my house when my parents were there. That don't jive with the story you told me. So, once again, it's lies. So he's like, all right, well, Cortana, you got the wealth of human knowledge at your disposal. She said, with some to spare. He said, okay, cool. What happened to the project, the Spartan project? Oh, well, I can't see that. That's interesting. Got all human knowledge, but just the Spartan project just skipped over that? Was you late to class that day? All right, well, what about my adoption papers? Oh, well, I don't know. I don't see nothing. Interesting. So you're the most knowingness, information havingness, but when it comes to this, oh, no, don't nobody know. You know, JoJo don't know nothing. Okay, all right, fine. So he like, I got you. Cool, you don't want to listen? Don't nobody? fine then. So Geeky Andre comes through and says, they are showing that Master Chief was special even as a child, which I do like. We'll talk about that in a second. He's realizing that Halsey and no one in the UNSC can be trusted except probably for Kai now. Yep, because we'll talk about Kai at the end of the episode where, I think they're going to be both kind of marooned on that planet at least for a little bit. But he's like, fine. You ain't gonna tell me, don't nobody know nothing. We got the Keys and Halsey over there staring at me like I'm crazy, trying to smile like I don't know nothing. Fine, I'll just go to the artifact and touch it my god self. So, touches it, he gets a vision. Oh, he get a full vision now. Oh, this vision shows that I was kidnapped. So of course this crazy, vision throws him off. And of course, like rightfully so, he's angry. And since he's angry, he goes and finally tries to attack Halsey. And Cortana shuts him down. Because Halsey's like, Cortana, she shut him down. Cool. Do you think that's going to help Halsey? Honestly, taking the hit might have been better. Like, taking the hit might have been a better option, because using Cortana to shut him down, using her in that way, from at first he didn't trust you. All right, he did not trust you. All right, he always thought you were funny. The way you treated him when he was on the ship, when he was coming back, when y'all cut the oxygen off, the fact that he'd been finding out y'all been lying. Then the fact that you used Cortana to shut him down puts you, at least you, Halsey, and most likely the UNSC, firmly in the enemy category. Oh, man. And yeah, you're right, Open Mind. Open Mind says Cortana does not like Halsey. Yeah, she's, because on Cortana's side, she's like, okay, well, I was created to be able to control these Spartans, and you're not letting me do what I'm created for. So she's like, well, I'm upset because I'm not even able to do what I'm created for. And John's also upset with you. So it's like, it's probably going to be, hey, the enemy of my enemy kind of situation. But right now, even when John gets up, he's like, get out of my head. So we already see John's like, Cortana, you and I, we done. And Halsey, at least Halsey, if not the whole UNSC, is in the enemy bucket right now. They might as well be the Covenant. But she doesn't like Halsey. Oh, okay. Because the last Halo that I seriously played was Halo 2. And I know I know Halo 2 is a long time ago. But the last Halo I seriously played was Halo 2. I did play a little bit of Halo 3 and some ODST. But mostly Halo 2, and I haven't really followed the story. But you know what I'm going to do? Before this season is over, I'm going to go online, because I know somebody has put all the Halo movies all together, and I'm going to just watch all those joints, and I'll get up. Then I'll know the game side, and I'll know the movie side, or the TV show side. Open Mind said, but she, Cortana, had a virus in the game. That's why she turned evil. Cortana really loves Chief. Like a wife loves her husband. Yeah, at least that's the energy. Well, see, in Halo 1 and 2, it's more like a close friendship. So, but I don't know how it progresses, really. But, I mean, hey. In this, I can see where John is like, yo, on site. And I'm glad he went after her. Now, John straight wrong with what he did to Kai. Because Kai's like, yo, he saw Kai. He's like, you took out your pellet. She's like, well, I took out my pellet because I saw you take out your pellet. Ain't you Aleta? You know what I'm saying? So then homegirl's like, yeah, I took out my pellet because I saw you took out yours. And he's like, well, you're not fit for duty. And she's like, okay, hold on. So I'm not fit for duty, right? He's like, you ain't fit for duty. I'm not fit for duty. You ain't fit for duty. So I'm not fit for duty. And he said, you ain't, well, okay, he ain't, they ain't do all that. But she's like, well, if I'm not fit for duty, what about you? Why you ain't fit for, why ain't you fit for duty? You know what I'm saying? All this do as I say, not as I do, that doesn't work with super soldiers, right? Especially super soldiers that have now been awakened. Can I help you? You coming? You coming? You hungry? I got, see, y'all, look, we gonna have to shut down the show soon because he's hungry. You want to get your eat on? Now, oh, you got to pretend to eat? You look, don't let this boy make y'all think he ain't eating. Because this boy going to have y'all thinking that he gonna have y'all thinking that he out here just, you know, I don't know, starving. This boy gets meals. But it makes a good point. And even Cortana's like, well, you know what? You haven't been battle tested since you took out the pellet. So she's got a point. You know, if she ain't fit, how do we know that you fit? You know what I'm saying? And Kai, you know, she's like, she doesn't like it at all. But Kai's like, you know what? Fine. She's like, cool, puts her helmet on, walks off. She's like, okay, he's like, I don't know, report over there or something. She's like, fine. But of course, after the doctor that kind of almost molested the fake Halsey, after he gets pulled away from after he busts the glass around the artifact and, you know, all kinds of other stuff is going on between arguments between Miranda and Keyes and Halsey and the Admiral being sort of blackmailed by Halsey. After all this rigmarole is going on Aradness too, whatever it is. But after all this rigmarole, y'all forgot something. And even I was like, don't y'all want to hurry up? Because, like, don't the Covenant want this too? And it seems like because I said that out loud watching the show. I'm like, don't y'all want to hurry up? Because don't the Covenant want this thing? Almost like 2 minutes after I said that, Cortana's like, Chief, slip space opened up. And I was like, yep. It's kind of like when you look up and you see the Death Star come out of hyperspace or something. Then you know, or you see the Imperial destroyers come out of hyperspace, you know. Once she said slip space opened up, I was like, here we go. I was like, here we go. It's about to get into the, that's what I'm saying, get into the poops. Open Mind said, in the end, everyone acted like humans and saved humans instead of the artifact. Even Halsey tried to save her own daughter before she cared about the artifacts. Case in point, why soldiers need their emotions. Thank you. Because when the action gets going, and once again, I gotta give it to this show. I give it to Paramount just about every episode that I review, but the Covenant looks so good. They really do. Like, the Covenant could really look crappy. This could have been horrible. Like, do y'all remember the first trailer for Sonic the Hedgehog, the first movie? Remember the first? Like, the Covenant could look horrible. The Covenant looks awesome, man. Like, and we got the elites. And at first I was like, okay, they did the elites. They probably couldn't get anything else. No, the grunts look awesome. The jackals look awesome. The sounds from the game, the random talking, the man, yo, they come through. And when you see, one thing I will say that I don't remember, maybe this it happens in later games, but those phantoms moved way faster than they normally move, right? Because them phantoms was not playing no games, son. Them phantoms is way faster. Like, I remember in the game, it'd be like, kind of like, whoosh, whoosh, like a nice and smooth flight. Nah, man, them phantoms was not playing no games, son. Like, them phantoms was dive bombing. Like, it was bad. And then they had the nerve to say, we have no air support. Nobody thought, like, y'all thought y'all was just gonna set up shop here and the Covenant won't go know nothing? Like, they're supposed to be our enemy, bruh. They know what's, so, anyway. Open Mind says everything looks like the game. I have no hate towards the vision. Yeah, man, it looks, It looks awesome. Like, so they get in the fight. There's needles. Yo, that needle. Ooh. Rest in peace to Jerome, the Marine that got shot with the needle. Yo, that joint, just like the plasma rifle that blew that girl's leg off in the first episode, like that plasma rifle is not to be played with, bruh. That plasma rifle. Yo, it is not taking no mercy. And the needler either. That joint was like, click, click. Yo, all we saw was a poof of smoke. That was it. That my homie was gone. But I did like the chaos of it all, the action of it all. We saw the Spartans get all together and form up. We saw Kai. Look, a battle will change anything. At first, he was like, you sideline, Kai. The second the bad guy showed up, he's like, all right, Kai, you off the bench. Kai, get back off the bench and let's get him. Shoot something. I don't care. Shoot something. Find someone that doesn't look like us. Shoot him. So that entire battle sequence was straight up, like, just like the game, gave me absolutely what I wanted. I'm going to watch that episode again, or at least that sequence again today. If someone, you know, at the end of this season, someone feel free to cut together all the action sequences and just throw it on YouTube. I will thank you in a later video. But the way we get not only the expectation of a win from the UNSC side, and then how quickly it turned. And then also the kind of attitude you see from the doctor saying, I don't want to leave the artifact. It's like, dude, it's dangerous out here. There's bullets, people dying. Like, are you kidding me? son. So that's something that I think is like weird about him. But this scene showed that, yes, Master Chief is different. He went back to save Kai. And not only did he go back to save Kai, but he didn't just kill that Covenant, that I think it was an elite that shot at her. Or that he punched to death. No, he stomped them out. But you can see he kind of took a little pleasure in that one. Oh, I forgot. We got to see it's the big, like, gorilla looking one. What is the name of them? It's not the elite. Hold up, let me pull it up. Cause it's not the engineers. And actually I was surprised we didn't see any hunters, but I guess they saving those. But not a prophet. I don't know what they, I know there's gotta be more, but I'm guessing they're not the hunters. They're the brutes. That's what they are, the brutes. Yo, bruh. Man, I retract my previous statement when, in the first episode, I was like, yo, man. And thank you, Open Mind. I was like, yo, they kind of running through these elites though. Like they kind of going through. Like they're gonna have to like do something else. And even in that episode, I was like, well, I guess they still got other larger enemies. So that'll be kind of like the man, bruh. Yo, bruh. That brute was like, so what's up? He had, homie came essentially with a hammer and was just walking on set like, what you want? And he ain't need a whole bunch of them neither. He just won, right? So that was cool to see that showdown. And hopefully we see that showdown again. I'd like to see that maybe one more time. So, you know, we can be like round two. Ding, ding, mother. No, I was playing. But I did love that. And one of the coolest shots. Thank you, Geeky Andre. I'm about to get to it. Master Chief brought down a ship into another ship, and it was awesome. Yes. So Master Chief is just hanging on the Phantom. And I'm like, Dad, what is he doing? And I'm like, oh, snap, he's like stinging the joint. Man, he not only did he crash the ship into the ship, which saved countless lives, when the dust cleared, when the dust settled, homie was there like a boss. He was standing there, had soot and stuff all over. He's like, I don't even care, I'm hard. You know what I'm saying? UNSC for life. All right, maybe not for life because they still lied to me and kidnapped me from my mama. But right now, we're just going to say UNSC for life. So, so yeah, that boy, wow. A plus for this episode. We got the drama with Miranda, Halsey, and her daddy. We got some silliness with Quan Ha, which is just, God, I hate that girl. She is annoying. I hate characters like her. So it's not just her. This isn't the only show or movie that has a character like her where I'm like, let's get her out of the way so Soren can be dope on his own. Soren is cool. It's a shame that he's saddled with Quan Ha, but we know pretty much what's about to happen. He's going to have to save Quan Ha from whatever stupid plan she has because she's going to get in trouble on her own. Also, she ain't got no money because the deuterium or whatever is already spent up. Her daddy didn't check the books right. You know what I'm saying? So he spent up all the dough. So he'll probably have to save her. But once again, my brother Soren. Brother Soren, if I could speak to you just real quick before we get up out of here. You know what? Here goes. I'll say this. Final thoughts. Final thoughts on my brother Soren. You got to get more than one gun, all right? You got to. Now, I know you were Spartan I guess ex-Spartan, but I guess once you were Spartan, you're always a Spartan. It's not like they take your Spartan ranks. I mean, you're not in the Spartan program, but you're still a Spartan. Like, they still made you super, super strong or whatever. You got to get more than one gun, all right? You got to get more than one gun. This man said, you gotta fix my food. You can't do a show all day. So I'm telling you, y'all do not understand, all right? So open mind said, Soren is Bokeem, and Bokeem only need one gun. Bokeem was in Strap. That's all. It's Bokeem. Shouts to bald-headed brothers out there doing good. But I know Bokeem only need one gun, but I just feel more comfortable if he had like maybe three. You know what I'm saying? Three guns and maybe a good, decent Rambo-sized knife. Like, I just need, because you're going to have to fight Venture in the armies and stuff. I'm going to just need you to need some more reloads, all right? You know, messing with the revolver, it's, you know, it's just, come on, man. I want you to be safe because you're going to have to be reloading 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 or 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 and you got to reload. You know what I'm saying? It's just, maybe somebody in the UNSC can slide you, you know, maybe a gun that fell off a truck or something. You know what I'm saying? Geeky Andre said, if Soren hadn't promised John to protect Quan, he would have left her there and I wouldn't blame him. She's so annoying. So, I'm going to leave it right there. This was a good episode. I cannot wait to see more. This show is bananas, yo. Like, I know, you know, RJ said it was boring, but I'm loving it. So with that said, NERD, SOUL, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all those places, hit that thumbs up, like, subscribe, share, comment, all that jazz. If you know someone who loves Halo, who loves the show, or even thinks the show is kind of aight, feel free to share this to them. I'm going to leave y'all with some black comics. I want to give a shout out to Open Mind, Geeky Andre, and anyone who might be getting their lurk on. And shout out to you who come through on the replay. Feel free to leave a comment that helps a brother out in the algorithm because you know they're trying to stop us. You know what I'm saying? But they can't stop us. So, I'm gonna leave y'all with some black comics. Say peace.
Peace.
All right. Love all y'all. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, podcast, all that jazz. And until next time, stay real, Stay real.
Stay real.
Stay real.
You've got to know that if you keep dwelling in the past, you will remain in the past. Can I get a